you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
02188.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
William Hoffler.
All right. Thank you for that. Allow me just one moment to locate the account. And I do appreciate your patience. It's just currently loading your information.
Okay.
Can I ask that you verify your address for security purposes, please?
12 Common Street, Weymouth, Mass. 02188.
All right. Thank you for that information. Okay. And so the account that I've located here, I see that you are a part of our electronic discount store membership. How can I assist you today?
I'm not supposed to be. I got an email saying I want a cooler, so I put in my information, and it turned out to be you guys. And I called right away and said I didn't want it. And the guy told me it was canceled, gave me a confirmation number, and I've been charged twice on my credit card for it.
Okay, what is the cancellation number that you were given?
C894662.
Okay, that's not a cancellation number that we have listed here on this order. I do see that there was a contest entry for a Yeti cooler, and that also enrolled you into the electronic discount membership store. But I don't show anything in regards to us speaking with you previously to have the account canceled. Do you think that you maybe called a different company to get them canceled, or?
I called right away and I explained the situation, and they told me it was canceled. Don't worry about it. It won't go on my card.
Yes, sir. I understand.
What is this service that?
So basically, you're given a $100 credit to spend on trendy and quality tech products at the Gadget membership store. So basically, you just pay the fee monthly to receive that $100 credit. So basically, you're saving about $40 for exclusive tech items that you can purchase. If you were wanting to give it a try and see how it works for you, we are offering to bring the monthly rate down to $30 a month to stay.
No, I'm actually not very tech savvy. I'm old. That would be no good for me. But I called right away and canceled this. They said it was canceled. Now I've been charged twice, $60 twice.
Yes, sir. However, we never spoke with you in regards to this account. We don't have any records indicating that you've ever called our company, and all of our calls are recorded and monitored. Also, that cancellation number that you provided to me is not any cancellation number that we have displayed here on the account. I don't see any notations from any representatives that that could have spoken with you or any previous history in the call log here on your account. But what I will go ahead and do for you today is cancel this membership to prevent any and all future billing effective immediately. I can also give you a cancellation confirmation number from this company.
Okay, but you said I was supposed to receive things. I've never received anything, so how can you charge me when I have never received anything? I never received a Yeti. I never received this $100 coupon that you're talking about.
So the coupon comes via email. We have your first last name 54 at gmail.com as the email address on the account. But you're not, the Yeti cooler is just a contest entry that those are announced at the end of each month. So if you hadn't received an email stating that you were the winner, then that wouldn't apply.
Yeah. That's just a bunch of baloney. I don't know. I just want it canceled, and I want a refund because I feel like I was, you know, I don't feel like I knew what I was signing up for. I thought I was signing up for a drawing, and that's it. And then when I did call and cancel, why would they tell me I was canceled? You know, they knew everything.
Yes, sir. We've never spoke with you about this account. I'm canceling this account out today. That will prevent all future billing
like
effective immediately.
I would like a refund for the other 2 months.
Okay, I do understand. The most that we can do as far as with any credit as a courtesy on this latest charge, I can go ahead and credit back $50. There's a $10 non-refundable setup fee. But that would be all that we can do as far as with the credit.
Okay, can I speak to a supervisor, please?
Well, yes, sir. However, they would simply explain the same thing that I have. Unfortunately, we don't have any indication. And again, that cancellation number that you gave me is not any number that we have available on the account. We generate cancellation numbers once we cancel.
What do you have available on the account?
I'm sorry?
You said that's not the number we have on the account. Did you get another number on that?
Right, because when we generate cancellations here, that number pops up at that time. The account was never canceled. We don't have any cancellation number that is the same as to what you provided to me. This account was never even touched previously. So I believe that you may be having us confused with a different company. I'm not stating that you didn't call and get something canceled, but it was not with our company.
It's just a ripoff. That's crazy.
Yes, sir. I'm terribly sorry for any confusion. I really am. But I will go ahead as a courtesy, as I mentioned to you, and get that $50 refund issued back. It'll take about 3 to 5 business days to process, and I'm going to give you a cancellation refund number.
Okay.
All right. You just let me know when you're ready. I'm sorry.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's going to be R as in Roger, 920-901-913.
Okay. So that other $100 coupon that I was supposed to get the first month, I never got it. Did you have it listed that you sent it out to me?
Yes, sir. It does show that there was the email confirmation sent as far as with that voucher. But if you don't see it in your email, did you perhaps check your junk and spam mail to see if it maybe just rolled over to a different folder?
Okay, I'll have to check that.
Okay, yes, sir. And if you don't have it there, then you can definitely give us a call back and we can just go ahead and get it resent.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that we could help with?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
You have a good night. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep, thank you.